稣在地上诞生，他要成为平安之主。
This morning, let us receive a prophetic message why Jesus was born 2,000 years ago.
主啊，求你今天早上给我们来看到主耶稣在2000年前你诞生的目的。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
We just read in verse 12 of Luke.
刚才我们在路加福音第二章十二节有读到。
To some people in the world, it's a very strange announcement.
对世界的有一些人觉得这个天使的报告是有一点奇怪的。
To some who understand, it's a message of hope.
但是有一些能够了解的就知道天使报告这个佳音给人类带来了盼望。
A baby born in a manger.
有一个婴孩在马槽里诞生。
I want you to really understand what is manger.
我们要来看看这个马槽到底是一个怎样的地方。
Secondly, this baby was wrapped up in a swaddling cloth.
第二点呢，这个婴孩是用布包着的。
And is born to a couple who, through virgin Holy Spirit conception,
是对从一个夫妇来生，但是这个孩童呢，是因着圣灵感应而生的。
Quiet your spirit and think.
所以，当我们安静来思想的时候
，How the only Son of God came from the glorious throne and laid in the manger.
我们就会很奇怪的，为什么一位从天上降临诞生这一个婴孩，却诞生在马槽里
？The Bible says it is a sign.
在圣经里面说是一个记号。
In this world, we see a lot of signs.
在这个世上，我们看到很多不同的记号。
A sign in the manger, a sign in the swaddling cloth.
在这个记号的当中，就包括了一个马槽。
The worldly sign is lead you to your destination.
在世上，我们假如看到哪一个记号，就是要带领我们到一个目的地。
Whatever you, wherever and whenever you go, you need a sign to your destination.
无论什么时候、什么时间，你要到哪里去，你必须先看到这个记号，这个记号就会带领你到了目的地。
The Bible says there is a sign from heaven, someone lying in the manger.
在圣经里面说到有一个记号，讲到有一个人生在马槽里。
This sign is to draw mankind to himself.
这个特别的记号就是要将所有的人吸引他归于他。
So many children today, their understanding of Christmas is Santa Claus is coming.
在很多的孩子的儿的心灵里面，他们假如讲到圣诞节的时候，他们就想到圣诞老人来了。
Jesus' sign is to draw you to himself.
主耶稣出生的记号呢，就是要吸引我们归向他。
Mankind has a lot of road to go.
人类呢，有很多条路要走。
And some mankind still refuse to accept Jesus the only way.
还有很多人仍旧拒绝，不能够承认主耶稣是我们当走的唯一的道路。
My message this morning is succumb and submit to the sign from the heaven.
所以今天早上我的题目就是叫我们要来顺服，来听从，来跟从这一个记号。
I'll talk more about the manger.
我先讲到这一个马槽。
So, the second sign is lying in the manger.
第二个记号就是看到有一个婴孩躺在那个马槽里。
In what way is a baby a sign from God?
怎样说呢？这个婴孩是从神而来的记号呢？
Why did God choose Jesus to enter in human race exactly like the way you and I are born.
为什么神特别设定呢？这个婴孩就好像我们人生在地上一样。
And why does the Bible say through Luke that he was wrapped up in the swaddling cloth?
为什么在路加福音里面说这个婴孩出生是用布包着的？
So two messages, manger and swaddling cloth.
所以我们看到两个信息，一个就是一个马槽，一个呢就是被布包着的婴孩。
There is a special message, church.
所以弟兄姐妹朋友们，这是一个很特别的消息。
What is so special about the manger?
啊，这个马槽为什么成为这样引人注意的东西？
When I was a young boy,
当我年轻的时候，我小时候信主的时候，
I asked myself, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but born in a manger.
我就已经认识了主耶稣是万王之王万主之主，但他却在马槽里出生。
And the historical Bible says that they went to knock at every inn and there's no room for them to rent.
在历史上有记忆着主耶稣将要出生的时候，他们到了每一个旅馆去都找不到他们能够住宿的地方。
So they lay some hay and dry, and then this is actually at the bottom is a manger.
所以在这里这张图，我们看到有一些的干草在地下，就是一个马槽。
You know what's the manger?
你知道马槽是做什么用的呢？
This is a picture of a manger.
这也究竟是我们所看到的一个马槽的形象。
A manger is found in the animal farm.
哎，马槽呢是在这个养动物的地方的。
And the farmer put food inside here for the animal to eat.
所以这些养动物的人就把喂食给这些动物吃的东西就放在这个马槽里面。
Secondly,
第二点，
in the animal open farm, the manger is a very lonely piece of furniture.
在这个很大的农场里面呢，这一个马槽是单独的在一个地方而已。
And thirdly, this place is smelly and dirty, and yet the King of Kings born and lying in the manger for you and me, such a humble way entering into the world.
这个马槽呢，乃是很简单而且带着臭味的地方，但是这位万王之王万主之主却很卑微的在这个地方出世，被安放在这里。
So new friends,
亲爱新的朋友们，
Have you ever thought of king who is born in a manger in the world? Never.
你有看到吗？在世界上有哪一个王出生放在马槽里呢？
Now I understand Mary say, Luke say, she brought forth her first son, wrapped him in the swaddling clothand laid him in the manger because there was no room for him in the inn.
在圣经里面就说，玛利亚生了这个婴孩，用布把他包着，然后放在这个马槽里，乃是因为那天他们找不到有旅馆可以住宿。
My prophetic message for the church today and new friend is this.
今天我要对教会还有新朋友所要说的话是，
The baby lying in the manger,
这个躺在这个马槽上的婴孩，
is a prophetic sleep of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
这个地方呢，就是全世界我们的救主耶稣躺住的地方。
Why do I say that it's a prophetic sleeping in the manger?
为什么说主耶稣躺在这一个马槽里面是一个预言，预先告诉了我们什么呢？
That prophetic sleep hit me 5 years ago.
在五年前的时候，我就想起了这一件事。
When I went to tour the Holy Land,
当我去
Israel,
我去圣地去探游的时候，
I went into the garden tomb of Jesus.
我就去克西马尼园看到耶稣的坟墓。
I said, my Jesus, you laid in the manger.
Yeah, 我就想起了主耶稣，你出生的时候，你躺在马槽里。
I will never regret that you are the Savior of me.
我从来没有后悔，主耶稣已经成为了我的救主。
I took a photo of the empty tomb of Jesus.
在那一天的时候，我就照了一张照片，就是照到主耶稣的坟墓。
This manger is in the animal farmhouse.
我们所看的这张图呢，这一个马槽呢，就是放在这个动物的他们饲养动物的地方。
But the empty tomb of Jesus I took.
但是我照的那张照片
revelation to me.
看到主耶稣他的坟墓对我是一件惊讶的事。
This is a tomb of Jesus.
现在我们就看到主耶稣的坟墓。
Can you see the similarity of the shape of a manger?
你有看到吗？主耶稣躺的这个坟墓跟他出生在的马槽一样吗？
God is saying, my son, 33 years down the road, will be buried in the manger called the tomb of Jesus.
神说33年后，我的爱子耶稣，他必定受死，也会埋葬在好像这个马槽的里面。
No wonder he says, this is a sign of my coming, of my son lying in the manger.
难怪呢，圣经里面有说了，你会看到一个记号，就是我的爱子耶稣所躺的这个马槽。
He lived, he died, he resurrected for all mankind globally.
他在马槽里出生，他活了，后来呢又被埋葬了。他就是为着全世界的人出生，而为全世界的人受死。
This is the message of the Christmas for you today.
这就是今天圣诞节给我们的信息。
You may say, why should I believe in Jesus?
你或许想说，为什么我需要相信耶稣呢？
I have no sin.
我没有罪啊。
But I ask you a question.
但是我想要问你一个问题。
Are you greedy?
你有贪心吗？
You know how to tell lies when you were a young boy and young girl?
当你年轻的时候，还小的时候，你有没有讲骗话呢？
I am champion when I was a young 6 years old and 7 years old boy. I lie a lot to my mother.
我六七岁的时候，我最会的就是撒谎。
That time I don't know what is salvation.
那个时候我还不认识，不知道什么是救恩。
There's a difference of the manger that you should decide. That's the prophetic sleep of Jesus.In the manger.
当你看到这个记号，这个马槽的时候，我们就能够知道耶稣来到世上的目的，最终的目的。在这里，我们看到一个马槽。
A picture of Jesus' empty tomb.
我们也看到了耶稣空的坟墓。
If you have a chance to go to Israel,
假如你有机会到以色列去
，I highly recommend you to go to the Garden Tomb. They will sure to take you there, the tour guide.
Yeah.我就愿意你们去参观这一个科西玛尼园，在那里你就看到了耶稣的坟墓。
When I tour Israel, I come back. Bible become more alive to me.
当我去了以色列回来的时候，我读圣经，好像就是好像我在旅游看到那种活的东西一样。
God, the Father in heaven.
我们天上的父。
Look not at circumstances for His Son to be our Savior and Redeemer.
Yeah, 他并不看我们的环境如何，他已经决定了把他的儿子降世在世上。
My prophetic message is this.
成为我们的救主。
My prophetic message is.
所以今天我要预告给你们知道。
Your life circumstances will never lead you to God.
你生命中的环境不能够带你到神的面前。
We have to be humble.
我们需要谦卑。
Like God humbled His Son born in the manger.
好像神把他的儿子主耶稣变成卑微，出生在马槽里面。
Brother and sister and friend.
弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
This is the message of the gospel.
这就是福音的信息。
What is the status of Jesus' birth?
耶稣降生的时候，他是带着什么身份呢？
His status is a baby.
我们看到那个时候他出生是一个婴孩。
It's an infant, a newborn baby.
我们看到的是一个刚出生的婴孩。
We should remember this is a miracle.
我们要知道这乃是一个神迹。
At the time of Herod,
就是在希律王做王的时候
he passed a law.
他已经出了一个命令。
Any boy born below the age of two shall be slaughtered.
他说凡是男孩子在两岁以下出生的一定要把他杀死。
But our King Jesus,
但是我们耶稣的这位王
is born physically in the manger.
他在马槽中出生。
Women of today who are pregnant,
所有的怀孕的妇女们
born in a very nice maternity ward,
都是去到很大设备很好很漂亮的医院
and you cannot give birth, I give an epidural.
假如女孩子呢很长的时间还没有生出来呢医生还会给你麻醉药。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗
The birth of Mary of Jesus.
就玛利亚将耶稣生出来。
But it's also a prophetic message from Prophet Isaiah.
也就是借着以赛亚所发的预言。
In chapter 67, it says, Before childbirth, he is born.
就好像在那里的圣经说还没有阵痛之前呢孩子已经出世了。
Before labor, he is born. Who is that he? Jesus Christ.
在还没有开始有阵痛的时候这一个 baby 已经出世了。这个婴孩是谁呢就是主耶稣。
God the Father in heaven knows every circumstances for his son to be born in the manger.
我们的父神他知道他这一个婴孩他的儿子耶稣基督他要出生的环境是如何
When the Holy Spirit said to Mary You shall conceive by the Holy Spirit
当天使借着圣灵跟玛利亚说你必定借着圣灵怀孕
May the favor of the Lord be upon me said Mary
所以玛利亚就说愿神你的恩宠临到我
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
Jesus is not born half God and half man.
主耶稣出世不是一半是人一半是神
Because people say, he's born a baby.
我们很多人会说他出生就是一个正常的孩子
Using the intellectual mind to argue with
the
doctrine of God.
来看到这个就是一个普通的婴孩。
Jesus is two nature, man and God join into one person.
主耶稣他是神，他降生成为人。
Then secondly,
第二呢，他是成为救主。
The second status is he is Christ the Lord. You say that.
他的第二个身份呢，除了是救主以外，他乃是主基督。
I thank God.
我感谢主。
Jesus Christ came not for the rich.
主耶稣来并不是要来寻找有钱的人。
Jesus Christ came not for the powerful, influential people.
主耶稣来并不是只有单单拯救那些有权势的人。
You know why?The heavenly throne when Jesus came down incarnate as a baby.
当主耶稣道成了肉身，出生
成为一个婴孩。God can say my son got a lot of prerogative. That means he got every overriding right. Has my only begotten son.
天父呢知道他这一个独生子，他降生在世上，他是带着权柄的。
So he's wrapped in a manger.
虽然他是被用布包着。
And when he grew up,
但是当他长大的时候
it reminds me that later on that he stand before the Jewish authority.
他后来呢他就站在这些有权柄的犹太人的面前。
He was bounded and guarded as if he was a very common criminal.
后来呢他就被包紧了也被毒打了好像他是一个犯罪的人。
And he was falsely accused But he say no answer. He say nothing.
在那个时候，人多方面的控告他，但是他完全没有还口。
He was standing there waiting for his verdict. Crucify him! Crucify him!
他在那里等着，等着最后的判决，说把他钉死，把他钉死。
That's why I say he knew his prophetic sleep in the manger.
所以他就知道了他的出生。他的结果都是在这一个马槽里面。
For you and for me.
他的受死是为着你，也为着我。
So you cannot say, 我是无神论的。
所以 you cannot say that you are an atheist.
Nobody should be an atheist in this world.
在这个世上，没有一个人是应该有这个无
神论的。Some people depend on their intellectualism.
有些人是依靠他们的聪明，他们的知识。
I don't depend on my credential.
我不依靠我的资格。
My credential is to help myself to get a living.
我有的资格呢，就是要帮助我去养生。
My soulish personality, you need no credential.
我的魂的这一个部分，我不需要有什么特别的资格。
You need the baby in the manger.
你需要这一个出生在马槽中的婴
孩。That's the Christmas message.
这就是圣诞的
信息。Today, Christmas in the world is so commercialized.
今天世上所有的人怎样庆祝圣诞节呢？
As our brother Simon said, 你要什么礼物？有这个，有那个，有那个。对啊。
就是说，在圣诞节的时候，大家都在买礼物
送给
人，这不是错的。
But you need the greatest gift.
但是我们需要一个最大的礼物。
Jesus, our greatest gift on earth for your life and my life.
在世上，为着你和我的性命，我们需要最大的礼物，就是耶稣这个。
And this gift gives me salvation.
这一个爱的礼物，耶稣给我了救恩。
And this gift, he came.
他就是为
了 born to die.
对，我们这一位耶稣，他来到世上出生了，后来又为着我们死，就是要把这个上好的礼物送给我们。
Have you heard mothers here that baby is born to die?
你有听到有妈妈说，我的 baby 出生是为着要死的。
When the gynecologist delivered the baby,
当医生把这个婴孩接生出来的时候
，got lung defect.
发现了他的肺部有问题
put it in incubator, put oxygen, everything, do his best.
就赶快要去抢救，给氧气，要来救这个孩子。
No baby in this world is born to die. Amen.
在这世上没有一个婴孩出生是要死的。
But Jesus is your greatest gift.
但是主耶稣就成为了你最大的爱的礼物。
And yet, this greatest gift come.Has a tiny baby and helpless lying in the manger.
但是这个最大的礼物乃是来到这个世上卑微的出生在马槽里。
Mothers here can understand tiny and helpless, but cannot understand why lying in the manger.
做妈妈的或许说，我这个婴孩呢是这么的无助，但是他们决定不会了解。为什么要生在马槽里
？I want you all to understand why lying in the manger.
所有的人来知道为什么耶稣要降世躺在马槽里。
So the gift of his birth is to provide salvation.
主耶稣出生就给了我们最大的礼物，就是救恩。
This is.The message, a blessing for you.
这就是一篇有祝福给你的信息。
So, brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
what would you like to know now?
现在你还需要知道什么呢？
From Luke chapter 2, verse 12.
在第六章，路加福音第二章十二节。
I give you four simple answers.
我给你四个很简单的答案。
The depth to which Christ stooped down so humble that he allowed us human race to accept him.
主耶稣他卑微降生在世上， 就是要我们世人来接受他。
But the world's second message is so disinterested in the world that they don't even provide a room for Mary to give birth.
但是世界上的人对世界的事情非常有兴趣，他们都忘记了没有为主耶稣预备一个地方给他出生。
And thirdly,
第三点
the lion in the manger is a foreshadowing the cross of Jesus.Sleeping in the manger 33 years down the road on Mount Calvary.
主耶稣他出世在马槽里，到过了33年的时候，他为着你为着我死了，他也被埋葬在好像马槽的那个坟墓里面。
Heavenly Father is so wise.
我们的天父是这么的有智慧。
He gave us a simple message.Of Christmas.
他给我们一个圣诞节最简单的信息。
Lying in the manger is a sign.
在躺在这马槽里面出世是一个记号。
So brothers and sisters and friends.
所以弟兄姐妹亲爱的朋友们。
It says here.
在这里说。
It gives glory to God.
他说在高之处荣耀归于他。
We give glory to God. Why?
我们能够将荣耀归给他，为什么呢？
Because the glory is from earth to God, for a Savior is born.
因为当一位救主降生以后，我们接受了他的救恩，就是将荣耀归给至高的神。
And he says, "Peace be on earth." Why?
他又说。他要将平安给了地上。
Because the peace is from God descending down from God to you and me.
因为这个平安是从神那里降下来给你也给了我。
And no wonder he ended up in whom I am well pleased.
他说他的平安要降下给所有一切他所喜悦的人。
Let me sum up my message now.
在这里我们做一个结论。
Luke chapter 2 verse 11.
路加福音第二章第十一节。
And Grace will read in Chinese.
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Verse 11 says, For on this day, that means there is a birth of his only son.
在圣经里面说今天的意思就是说他的独生子耶稣有一天他已经降生，这个是什么呢？
In my simple English, it is a real history.
这个就是历史的真实。
Don't come and tell me, oh, this is history. Some history books say, birth of Jesus is gone, no more.
Yeah.这个是真实历史有记载的。有的人说，哦，主耶稣的降生是历史，不是真正的存在。
For on this day,
因为圣经节里面说，因为今天。
For on this day is a real history, church.
因为今天，这就是真历史的真实。
And Luke 11 verses continue.
接下去此一节还有说。
In the city of David.
是在大卫的城里。
I told you I've been to Israel 5 years ago.
五年前我到了以色列去。
The city of David is still there today.
大卫城今天仍旧存在。
Sydney was under siege last week.
在上个礼拜我们有听到这个人质的确实的事情。
But Sydney is still there.
但是悉尼整个城仍旧存在。
Brother and sister and friend,
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
What does that mean, the prophetic message?
在这里是什么意思呢？
You are living in a real world.
你和我仍旧住在这个真实的世界里面。
A history, city of David.
你不要说这个大卫的城是已经一世历史了。
The King of Peace is born for you and me, for my salvation.
这个和平的君王是为着你为着我而出生，为的是你和我得到他的救恩。
You can put it this way.
我们可以这么说。
In the family of my Su family,
在我的苏家，
Everyone should know Jesus lying in a manger for me prophetically 33 years down the road.
我的家族的人必定要知道，在2000年前，主耶稣已经为我出生，生在马槽里。
This is a real message of the Christmas.
这就是圣诞节真实的面信息。
There are people come to church three times in their life.
有人一年来教会只有三次。
No, in their life.
在他们一生中只有到教会三次。
First, baby dedication.
第一就是婴孩奉献礼的时候，父母亲把他们带到教会。
有听过吗？奉献礼。
有听到吗？
听过吗？
Have you heard about baby dedication? 第二点。
Pastor, officiate my wedding.
就是跟牧师为他们证婚礼的时候。
Second time they come to church.
这就是他们一生第二次来到教会。
What about the third time?
第三次做什么呢？
Simon. 啊？葬礼。对了，你太聪明了。感谢主，你是个基督徒。
第三次到教会的时候。
葬礼的时候，
时候
放在这边。牧师就讲葬礼的道。
牧师 will preach the sermon at the funeral.
They come to church three times in their life, but I tell you, they are never saved.
一生只有来到教会三次，我告诉你们，你不能得救。
Salvation is an ongoing process.
我们得救恩，得了救恩以后，我们天天都要得救。
Friends and church brothers and sisters, you are living in the real world.
亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姐妹，我们乃是活在真实的世界里面。
Some people, I say, they walk around like a zombie.
我说有些人呢，他们都没有这个醒觉，走在这个世界。
They walk in the world of imagination.
他们就是活在他们理想的世界里
面。They walk in the world of illusion.
他们就是在幻想的当中过生活。
One person, you see two person.
有时候他们眼睛看到一个人，好像看到两个人。
In the city of David,
在大卫的城里
is a real world.
是一个真的世界。
In the city of God family,
在谁的家庭里面
？In the city of town family,
在城家里面。
In the city of your family.
在你们的家里面。
It is a real family.
可是一个真实的家庭。
Make sure your family members are saved.
你要确实知道你全家的人都已经得救了。
There is a city of David, a real world.
在这里我们看到一个真实的，就是大卫城仍旧存在。
Verse 11 say,
11节里面
说 a savior was born.
已经出生了救主。
生的救主 What's that?
这个是什么呢？
It's to take away our guilt as born sinner.
这个救主呢，就是要除去我们一切生来就有罪性的人。所以
With this message of blessing, I hope you become a Christian today.
所以假如你觉得这篇信息对你有祝福，我希望你今天成为一个基督徒。
While I was driving, I tell my wife, and I was a young boy at 6 years old, I heard a lot of Christmas song. Until today, it never changed the lyrics.
我就今天早上我跟太太说，自从我出生长大到现在，我每一年都听到圣诞的歌曲，都到今天都还没有改变。
Jesus is born.
主耶稣已经降生了。
Born for what?
Lying in a manger
to die for you and me.
他在马槽里出生，为着你，为着我来牺牲他的生命。
Then Luke says, the Lord is born.
主耶稣出生，他是救主，他也是主基督。
Hello, if God is the Lord of your life,
假如主耶稣成为你生命的救主。
The good news is,
这好消息就是
He will defeat all your enemies.
对，他就会打败一切魔鬼的权势。
He will make you safe and satisfied.
他一定会使你得救，心灵满足。
Remember what I said last week? God's satisfaction is sufficiency.
神，假如神给我们的满足，给我们的知足，是使我们满足的。
Whoa! Sufficiency is wanting surplus.
啊，世界所要的满足的心，就是每一样要多而又多。
Non-necessary surplus will lead you to the road, the narrow road of salvation.
哎，不一定你样样多而又多的时候，你就能够走在得到救恩的路上。
Why, brother, sister, and friend, you might be sinning with your surplus.
哎，当你有的过多的时候。或许你就开始犯罪了。
So, He is the Lord to make you and I safe, living in this real world.
所以主耶稣他成了救主，成为我们生命的主，为的使我们保全我们活在这个世上。
And Luke says last point.
在最后一点，路加说
Christ is born.
这位才出生、
Why?
他就是基督
Lying in the manger
他躺在马槽里
To give us hope and not hope against hope、
他是要给我们有盼望不是在无望之中得到
盼望 Christ become the king of my life
基督就成为了我们生命的王
Why are you not accepting Jesus?
为什么你还不要接受主耶稣呢?
So my brothers and sisters and friends,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友们,
I conclude now. Who can come to the baby lying in the manger?
谁天能够再来到这一个马槽里出生的这位耶稣呢?
The first is little children.
就是小孩子。
Christ was born as a little child.
主耶稣降生是一位小婴孩。
Jesus, when he grew up, he says, "Put the children on my lap."
当主耶稣在世的时候，他说把小孩子们带到我的跟前。
So bring your children to the Lord in the family.
所以在你的家里，你要把你们的小孩子带到主的面前。
The second person can come to the Lord.
能够来到主面前的第二种人呢
？Young woman.
就是少女。
Don't forget.
不要忘记。
The prophetic Gabriel gave Mary a prophecy. You shall be conceived of the Holy Spirit.
天使呢向这个年轻的妇女说，你必定要生一个小孩。
Mary came to the Lord and said, "May the favor of the Lord be upon your handmaid."
玛利亚她就接受了这一个消息，她说，愿我在你的面前蒙恩。
So, young sister.
所以我们年轻的。年轻的姐妹们妇女们
Come to the Lord
请你到神的面前 This Christmas message. 这是圣诞的信息
Don't wait until you're old
不要等到你年老
Young third person Young man can come to the Lord
就是年轻少年的人一定要来到主面前
Mary's betrothed husband was a young man
玛利亚他订婚的是一个少年人。
He fled to that place because he was afraid that people would say, "How come your wife get pregnant when you are not married?"
他们跑到一个地方去，他就怕人家能够质问他，为什么你们还没有结婚，你的这一个少女能够怀孕呢
？But in his heart, he knew the prophetic message.
但是这个年轻人他已经知道
Young men,
天使预先告诉他们
Young brothers,
所以少年的弟兄
The fourth person who can come to the Lord this morning
第四种人要到主面前的人是
Old lady
就是年纪大的妇女
You remember the Bible says a lady called Anna very old
你知道吗圣经里面有讲到一个年老的
Anna.
祷告人
She was there waiting for the coming of the Lord.
她一直在等候
I like that one.
耶稣的降临
So age is not a criteria for you to come to the Lord.
所以总而言之，你什么年龄都可以来到主的面前
Be like Anna if you are old now.
所以假如今天你年纪比较大，你要好像安娜也要来到主的面前
Baby in the manger belongs to my salvation.
就是看到这个马槽的婴孩给你得到救恩。
Fourth, fifthly, All men can come to the Lord.
第五点，所有年纪老的人也需要来到
主面前。The Bible says a man called Simeon.
在圣经里面说，有一个人名叫西缅。
He was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
他就是在等到以色列复合的时候。
Can you see?
The last one. 最后一个。
The working man and working woman should come to the Lord because the shepherd represents all those who are working for a living.
所有的工作的男女都要需要主耶稣。在圣经里面，这些牧养的人就是代表我们现今工作的人，他们都来朝见耶稣。
My final person can come to the Lord.
最后一个人能够到主面前的。
Highly educated.
就是那些充满了智慧。
The world consider him to be wise. That's why they award you PhD, master degree, MBA.
是很有智慧的人，世界的人就给你了很高很高的职位。
The Bible says three wise men came with a gift for the baby in the manger.
有了三个博士，他们带了美好的礼物来到马槽里面朝见耶稣，敬拜耶稣。
When they present the gift, they bow before the baby in the manger.
他们跪拜在耶稣的面前，献上他们的礼物。
So brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹
，I just sum up and say, all can come to the Lord today if you are not yet.A Christian.
亲爱的朋友，假如你今天还没有相信主耶稣，今天你们每一个人都得来到他的面前来相信他。
That's the message, prophetic message, and a blessing message for you.
这就是今天的信息，预言师的信息。
You know that song in the manger, that one?
我们来唱那个特别的礼物，这首诗。
A special gift, that one. Just sing once will do.
We thank our pastor for sharing this precious word. We also share God has prepared this precious gift for us. Let us sing this song together. There is a gift.
一件礼物，你收到没有？眼睛看不到，你心会知道，这一件礼物。